Hello, and welcome to another episode of the PE Risks podcast. I'm Amelia Bennett, an associate in the PE team in London, your host for this episode. This podcast focuses on debt finance with Nick Kinnersley and Neil Kavanagh, both partners in our global financial markets practice based in our London office. As we all know, the combination of geopolitical factors and high interest rates has changed the debt finance market in recent years. This has thrown out numerous challenges for our clients, including raising debt for buyouts, dealing with impending maturities within portfolio companies, and ensuring that portfolio companies have sufficient debt financing to execute any buy and build strategy. Alternative instruments to bridge the financing gap with debt-like features have entered the market. These hybrid capital solutions were explored on a separate Clifford Chance podcast by Melissa Coakley, Neil Evans, and Matt Dunn. And alongside these new challenges, there still exist the obligations and restrictions in the financing documents, which can impact the day-to-day operations and future plans of any given portfolio company. So Neil, coming to you first, what are the essentials that a portfolio company must get right when it has financing in place? And how do these essentials help to mitigate risk in today's market?
Thank you, Amelia. I'd say there are two essentials. Firstly, a really solid understanding of the core obligations in the finance documents. And secondly, communication between the sponsor and various teams within the portfolio company is so, so important. It may sound obvious that understanding the finance documents is important. The reality is that these are complex documents, and many of the provisions impact the day-to-day operations of the business, and potentially also the wider business strategy. A further layer of complexity also exists in buyout scenarios where the financing can also often be put in place without too much engagement from the proposed CFO. It's important, therefore, that the CFO and the Treasury team have a really well-established understanding of the financing arrangements. That's from the beginning, particularly around information reporting, security perfection requirements, baskets usage, and covenant calculations. This is key from a risk management perspective, as it will help management to avoid ad hoc breaches caused by lack of awareness. It will also help management to identify potential problems coming down the line and make appropriate arrangements to address or remediate them before they default on their loan. The second point in respect of communication really goes hand in hand with the point I just made in respect of understanding the documents. The CFO and the Treasury team will take the lead on compliance with the terms of the finance documents. However, the CEO, the deal team at the sponsor, and others will be looking at the wider strategy of the business, growth opportunities, and potentially reorganizations within a group to enhance efficiencies. Any proposed actions would need to comply with the terms of the finance documents. So it's important that teams are aligned and any potential hurdles in the finance documents are addressed early on.
Thanks, Neil. Turning to Nick, Neil has just mentioned potential breaches under the loan agreement. Clearly, that's a problem for the portfolio company itself. But how does it impact the sponsor? Is there anything the sponsor can do to help mitigate these risks?
Thanks. And you're right. A breach can be an immediate problem for the company, as it technically allows the lenders to enforce their security and ultimately take the keys to the business. But in reality, if the business is performing and the breach isn't too serious, it can often be managed to an acceptable outcome, although it will likely come at a cost, both in terms of fees and management time to fix. The real problem comes if the company's underperforming or if you have activist lenders in your syndicate, in which case a breach will give them an opportunity to try and extract value, or at worst case, to take control of the business. The other wider issue for the sponsor to consider is the impact of breaches on its relationship with its lenders. Look, obviously, an isolated breach of the finance documents in one portfolio company is obviously unlikely to cause long-term damage. But if the lenders start to feel that the sponsor isn't managing its debt portfolio as it should do, it can erode trust over time. And a sponsor's reputation with its lenders is critical for a number of reasons. For example, it helps to achieve the best possible terms in the financing, because lenders are ultimately willing to be more accommodating to sponsors who they trust to run their business efficiently. Also, and particularly in a challenging market, a sponsor will rely on its relationship lenders for support when raising new debt. And the strength of a sponsor's relationships can really make the difference here, particularly when you're trying to finance an asset which is perhaps less bankable than others. So in terms of what the sponsor can do to minimise the risk of breach, I think there's a couple of key points here. So as Neil mentioned, the sponsor can and does play a key role in ensuring that the documentary terms are fit for purpose and in supporting the company management to establish clear lines of communication within the company. But on a wider portfolio level, I'd say that perhaps the most effective way to mitigate risk is to try and ensure as far as possible there's consistency in the documentary terms across the portfolio. This will not only help to ensure that portfolio financings have a base level of flexibility, but it also helps the sponsor to manage the impact of external events on the portfolio. From a sponsor perspective, if your various financings have broadly similar terms, you'll generally know how they will be affected in a particular situation, and this helps to manage the impact of macro events on the portfolio.
Thank you, Nick. One final quick question. In this challenging debt market, are there any trends we've seen emerging?
Well, thanks. I think it's probably fair to say that this topic merits its own podcast, but just to touch quickly on one of the most consistent themes that we've been seeing over the last 18 months, which is the impact of financing constraints on the sponsor's ability to exit the investment and ultimately return funds to its investors. As very often happens during a period of limited liquidity, vendors are having to get creative to help facilitate or to top up a purchaser's financing package. So we've seen lots of different solutions here, including putting in place vendor loans, putting in place staple financing packages, or even amending the existing financing to allow for portability prior to the sale.
Well, that's all we've got time for now. Thank you, Nick and Neil, for joining me and for your invaluable insights. To our listeners, if you'd like to engage on this topic further, please do reach out to us or visit the Clifford Chance PE Risks website for more information on this topic and many others.